State and ambition, alas, will deceive ye. There's no solid joy but the blessing of love. Scorn does of pleasure, fair Sylvia, bereave ye. Your fame is not perfect till that you remove. Monarchs that sway the vast globe in their glory, now love is their brightest jewel of power. Poor Strephon's heart was ordained to adore ye. Ah, then disdain his passion no more. Jove in his throne was the victim of beauty. His thunder laid by, he from heaven came down. Shaped like a swan, to fair Leda paid duty, and prized her far more than his heavenly crown. She too was pleased with her beautiful lover. She stracked his fair plumes and feasted her eye. And he too in loving knew well how to move her. By billing begins the business of joys. Since divine powers example have given, if we do not follow their precepts, we sin. Sure 'twill appear an affront to their heaven, if when the gates open, we enter not in. Beauty, my dearest, was from the beginning ordained to cool man's amorous rage, and she that against that decree will be sinning, in spring she will find the winter of age. Think on the pleasure while love's in it glory. Let not your scorn love's great altar disgrace. The time it may come when no swain will adore ye, or smooth the least wrinkle age lays on your face. Then hast to enjoyment whilst love is fresh blooming, and I in my height and vigor of day. Each minute we lose, our pleasures consuming, and 7 years to come will not one past repay. Think, my dear Sylvia, the heavenly blessing of loving in youth is the crown of our days. Short are the hours where love is possessing, but tedious the minutes when crossed with delays. Love's the soft anvil when nature's agreeing, all mankind are formed, and by it they move. 'Tis thence, my dear Sylvia, and I have our being. The Caesar and swain spring from almighty love. I see my dear Sylvia at last has consented, that blush in your cheek does plainly appear, and naught but delay shall be ever repented. So faithful I'll prove, and so true to my dear. Then Hymen, prepare, and light all thy torches, perfume thy head altar, and strew all the way. By little degrees love makes his approaches, but revels at night for the loss of the day.